Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, damn it, it's water. We're not going to back down from this fight. Now I'm going to say something. You can take it or let it alone. Either I am a man from God and his messenger, or I'm perpetrating a fraud. But I'll be damned. I know that I'm not perpetrating no fraud, and I will call down the wrath of God on this goddamn country.
All right, peace and blessings, family. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Defenders of Farrakhan program. My name is Brother Maurice B. Muhammad, and we have Big Brother Daniel Muhammad. Brother Daniel, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm there, brother.
All right. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we got another brother calling in. Brother calling in on 7854. Announce yourself.
Yes, this is Brother Malik Wali Muhammad.
All right, praise be to Allah. Welcome, Big Brother. Welcome.
Next,
thank you. Malik Salam, Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Excellent. Okay, Brother Daniel, we are live. We have an hour to go. We have some clips loaded up. Did you want to start playing a clip and then get into it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, while I'm looking for this clip real quick, why don't y'all go ahead and give a brief introduction, and then I should have everything squared away.
Yes, sir. Bismillah Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ. And I further bear witness that he brought another man in our midst, a divine warner and reminder, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet you in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
I want to say this, brothers and sisters, those who are listening from the Defenders of Farrakhan, we are dealing on subjects on those who speak against the minister, Candace Owens, Deneen Borelli, Terrence K. Williams, Leonard Pitts, and others. We speak against the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Ever since Savior's Day 2018, those who have been coming out the woodwork, who is doing master's bidding, don't think that the nation will be stagnant and not respond swiftly. We know who you are. Those who are in politics that bow down and succumb to the pressure of Jews. We know I'm calling the roll. Danny Davis, Keith Ellison, and others who bow down to the pressure of the 463 open enemy to speak against a man who is a faithful warner and reminder in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And do you think that you will get away with it forever? No, we will respond swiftly and put that fire on your backside. And you have to, you don't realize that fat meat is not greasy. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
Brother, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself? Big brother, you want to go ahead and give your introduction?
Yes, sir. All right, assalamu alaikum.
Thanks,
Salam. Salam. I said, my name is Brother Malik Wali Muhammad, also known as Brother Arthur 8X, from Mosque Number 7 in New York City. I'm one of the assistants to Regional Minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, and I'm on the ministry staff. I've been involved in the Nation of Islam since 2002, and I'm currently working in an area in New York. It's called Queens, New York, trying to help him, to help the minister, to establish a mosque in the area in which I grew up.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, the work is what it's all about. You know, I have to speak for myself because I'm working double time now, trying to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, given all that I have, in spite of my conditions or my personal endeavors, that I have to put this work first.
That's
because
right.
It's time now. It's time for our people to get up and be resurrected, because now we realize that this world is definitely going out.
That's
and
right.
A new world is coming in.
That's right.
So we want to be a part of that new world, and we want our people to also be a part of that new world. So we have to defend truth, no matter where truth comes from.
That's
and
right.
We are following a man who is the truth.
That's right.
And we can't go wrong following him. As the Most High Elijah Muhammad said, this is an invincible truth. It cannot be defeated.
That's
right.
But we have to be able to use it and defend with it in the right way, with the right spirit, and
right
also
manner.
Defend the minister, not from an emotional aspect, but from a
right.
thinking aspect.
Jeez.
That's right. That's right. All right, praise be to Allah. We have somebody else joining us. The last four is 1249. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, I just tuned in. I'm just listening right now. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, yes, sir. No problem. Just continue to listen. If you want to speak, just push one on your phone, okay? And we'll bring you back in. We'll bring you back in.
Thank you.
Okay. So we got the clips up, and we had somebody send us a clip that they thought that we should play. It's a clip that they said the minister points out, you know, the Jewish behavior, but they're saying this clip is just one of the clips that justifies the attack on Minister Farrakhan. So do you want to play this clip first and then go into the other clip?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you know that from 1900 to 1913, the federal government had a very manageable debt into the millions of dollars? But in 1913, something happened. Four things were set up in the year 1913. First, the Federal Reserve Bank.
Right.
The IRS.
That's right.
The FBI.
Come on.
And the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. All were set
That's
up
right.
in the same year. Is that a coincidence? Or is there a tie-in?
Tie-in.
I don't have time to go into all the details. But by the help of Allah, I'll do that in further writings if it is the will of Allah. But it's enough to say that two German Jews, Paul and Felix Warburg, and the international bankers of Europe wined and dined a senator named Nelson Aldrich, who was the maternal grandfather of Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller. And they wined and dined him for 2 years, showing him the central bank of Europe. Senator Aldrich came back to America and was given the job of being a part of the national, a study of the national monetary system. Nelson Aldrich, with Paul Warburg, had a secret meeting in Jekyll Island, Georgia, off the coast of Georgia. And in that secret meeting, what came out of it was the basis of the Federal Reserve Act. They tried to get it through Congress under the name the Aldrich Federal Reserve Act. But since Aldrich was so tied to the international banking system, the members of Congress, under the leadership of President Taft, they voted it out. So they went back to the drawing board and they redid it. And they pushed it through on December the 22nd, 1913, just as Congress was about to break for the Christmas recess. Wanting to get home quick, they pushed it through. And the Federal Reserve Act became law. But in 1912, there was a great presidential election where William Taft was challenged in his own party by Teddy Roosevelt. Both Roosevelt was financed by some of these international bankers. They hated Taft for his derailing of the Aldrich Federal Reserve Act. So they wanted to get at Taft. But they felt that a Republican shouldn't bring this act before Congress. It would be better if it came through a Democrat. So they same bankers put money behind Woodrow Wilson. And Woodrow Wilson sold the American presidency to the international bankers. He was elected in 1912, and in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act became law, and the Central Bank of the United States was taken over by a group of private banking institutions. Then somebody else began printing the money. Like Rothschild said, he don't care who rules as long as he controls the purse string. In 1913, America was not yet at war. In the last winter solstice of the 6,000-year rule of the enemy, America was betrayed by one of her presidents and one of her senators and one of her members of the United States Treasury. Do you know why I'm teaching this subject on Jesus' saying? Because after I say what I'm saying today, if I ain't got a Savior, I'm sure going to need one after I say what I say today. Let me just finish. Don't be frightened for me. You better be frightened for yourself. Because some stuff is going down in America right now as we speak. That all our lives are in danger right now.
Right.
And I've got to sound the alarm, brothers and sisters. I don't care nothing about my life.
That's right.
It's your life that I want to save. Listen. Now that the bank that prints money is in the hands of private interests, the idea is to push up and inspire the government to borrow. How do you do it? Get America into war.
Yes, sir.
The war in Europe started in 1914.
Right.
And by 1917, under a lie about the Lusitania being sunk by German subs, the American people were called into a war to end all wars. Oh, this is heavy, man. I mean, you can't believe how wicked.
Yes, sir.
How low down and rotten. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't believe how wicked these people are to play games with your lives and the lives of your babies. Create a war just to get more money, to charge more interest, and send your baby to die for bullshit.
Wow.
Excuse me, but bullshit is the dropping of a cow or a bull.
Right.
It's BS, it's lies, it's deceit.
Gee.
And the American people went to war in 1917. And black people sued to become a part of the war. Because we didn't want to be left out of America. So America signed us up to fight the war. And black men die, but they don't know what the hell they were dying for. And neither did the white ones know what they were dying for. But the man of sin gotta be revealed. And I thank God that he put it in my heart. I don't have no fear of those bastards. I want to expose them all.
Come on.
God is present. God is in the world. And I'm going to prove to you by my life that God has power to save.
All right, peace and blessings. Welcome back. Now, we have just listened to the clip that the guy sent in and said this clip was the proof that the minister has went after the Jews and that this clip proved that he was an anti-Semite. Brother Danny, you want to go at it first?
Yes, sir. You know, when listening to Satan in 1995, when he just down the history of the year 1913, how the IRS, the FBI, and the Anti-Defamation League started that same year, and he said it was tied in together. Those were not lies, those were actual facts by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as he went on through the lecture, talking about how the American people were deceived into fight into war and play games with our lives based on a lie. That's why when the Jewish community, when the Anti-Defamation League put lies out there about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as a racist, a bigot, anti-Semite, and a Hitler lover, those are lies. Because Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has exposed them for what they are. I rest my mic.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Wherever you're at, brother, you want to go ahead? You have a spot. Brother, you want to go with your response?
I'm breaking up. I'm sorry. Pardon me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My response is that, you know, we know that there is no such thing as coincidence. You know, that everything is cause and effect.
Right.
We also know that mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics. And can be proven in no limit of time. No one can take the information that the minister just gave us and say this is something that he concocted or something that he made up.
That's right.
It all adds up. It's basic, simple mathematics. The problem with our people and most people, especially black people, is slaves. Is that the enemy took away our basic knowledge, our basic logic during slavery. He took away one and one is two. He didn't go into algebra. He didn't go into trigonometry. He didn't go into calculus. He just took away one and one is two. So it's hard for our people to understand, and they're easily swayed, because they've lost the basis and the base and foundation of mathematics. But the truth that the minister is giving us, and just from his emotional response just now in that clip, touches the hearts of the people. You know, there's a time for emotion. There's a time to be emotional. You can't make up what he just said. You can't formulate a speech with what he just said. You can tell what he said came straight from his heart and straight from the knowledge that he has acquired from God himself. So in order to deal with the situation now where the enemy is coming directly at us.
Right.
There's no holes barred. There's no more hiding underneath the covers. Everything is out in the open. The thing that we just have to do is ask particular questions. You know, some of the questions that we can ask is, what has Farrakhan done? With all the things that are going on with the minister, why is the world so focused on Farrakhan?
Wow.
If he's a liar, how many people put their focus, this much focus and attention on a liar? If he's a liar,
why must he be denounced for everyone that wants a position in this world's life? Another question we may ask is, do black people owe Minister Farrakhan a debt of gratitude and support? He's the last man standing.
That's right.
How can a man stand, and I'm going to take this and get off real quick, because I thought about this before. 2007, Savior's Day.
Right.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had a 14-hour operation and went through the procedure, and operation came out and came to Savior's Day. What would motivate a man to do that?
Come on.
Lies don't motivate you to do that. He could have acquired, if it was about money or things, he could have acquired even more so of that by just coming out the hospital, laying in bed, and having people feel sorry for him and giving him anything he wanted.
Right.
But he came out on the stage that day and spoke for 2 hours.
Right.
So in defending the minister, we have to defend the minister with actual facts,
right,
with logic, with reason.
Right.
A lot of us are losing out and not really helping him because we are trying to deal with the enemy from an emotional perspective.
Right.
And it's not necessary. It's not necessary.
Right.
So listening to this clip and all the actual facts that were given, which is the base of the knowledge that he has given us, showing and proving that we are dealing with straight up devils, straight up Satan. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him and us that you can't fathom the depth of Satan, because righteous people can't think on that level. But the minister's exposing Satan and he's getting upset.
Right.
And now he's sending out all his devils, his dumb devils, Ellison and Meeks and all the rest, to come after the minister.
Right.
But I'll share this with you real quickly, and I'm going to get off of the subject right now, let you go on, is that our regional student minister, Minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, he went and had a private meeting with Meeks. And the meeting that he had with this brother, he said when he first went into the office, he greeted him, he hugged him, he didn't show any animosity, he just hit him with actual facts. And this man got caught in several lies, didn't have a firm foundation to stand on the things that he said and what he agreed with. And before the minister left, Minister Hafiz left, he had this brother bowing down to the truth that he came into that office with. And he has a second meeting with him where he said when he go in this time, he's going to have him, this man, literally bow down and submit to all the lies and all the things that he said concerning the minister and what he said to the Jews and rebuking the minister. So I'm just giving this out because I know that this is the way that we have to go after this enemy. This is the way that we have to go in against these people, these false prophets that are coming up now, speaking against the minister, speaking against the nation. And it doesn't take a lot of energy and a lot of knowledge and science to defeat them.
Right.
So we have to rise, as we've been taught in Study Guide 18, above our emotions and rise into the thinking of God.
That's right.
Yes, sir. All right. Praise be to Allah. Excellent. So we have a there was a house revolution
that was written of condemnation against Minister Farrakhan, and I read part of it, and we can discuss it. In the House of Representatives, March 13, 2018, the resolution condemning Louis Farrakhan for promoting ideas that create animosity and anger toward Jewish Americans and the Jewish religion. Whereas the House of Representatives strongly oppose racism, antisemitism, and all forms of ethnic or religious intolerance. Whereas February 25, 2018, Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam, gave a speech saying, "White folks are going down, and Satan is going down. And Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off that satanic Jew. And I'm here to say, your time is up, your world is through, and whereas Louis Farrakhan has consistently attacked Jewish Americans and the Jewish faith, claiming Judaism is nothing more than a deceptive lie and a theological error promoted by Jews, and claiming that Israel and Jews helped orchestrate the 9/11 attacks. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives condemn Louis Farrakhan for promoting ideas that create animosity and anger toward the Jewish Americans and Jewish religion, and condemns all manifestations of expression of racism, antisemitism, or religious intolerance." So that is House Resolution 772. That's under consideration now to be passed, saying that the minister has gone against the American Jewish people and the Jewish religion. And we know that is BS. But why do you think that in what they consider to be the seats of power, that they would throw that onto the minister like that?
Yes. All the things that are being said, we had a meeting today at our mosque meeting, the mosque, and regional minister Abdul Hafiz Muhammad informed of some information. He said in North Carolina that they were trying to come up with a voting on things of that nature, not mentioning the minister's name, but mentioning all the things that were said against Jewish people by him in the Nation of Islam. And they were trying to vote on it, but they couldn't get it passed through by a vote. So what they did, they literally stuck these things into their what do you call it? The bill that they were trying to get passed. They just took these things and stuck it into this bill, and now they've made it a law in North Carolina that if you even talk anything about a Jew, if you mention a Jew, if you call them an anti-Semite, if you have a speech talking against the Jews, then you will be persecuted for it. What he was telling us is this is a part of the setup, because you know if they pass it in their laws in South Carolina, eventually they're going to pass it all throughout the United States. And what it's going to do is going to give them justification in order to come and take the minister and charge him. So all this is a part of his crucifixion and his betrayal.
That's right.
So this is in the same line of what the question that you just asked, brother. that they're working night and day because they feel that they have to stop him right now, not tomorrow. They have to stop the minister in the Nation of Islam right now. So these are some of the things that are being done that's on the way, and we're going to see very soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Danny, did you want to add anything to that?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. You know, listening to what my brother just said, what how they plan, but it says in the Holy Quran, they plan a plan, but Allah is the best of kings. Yet they are trying to crucify the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He said it so many times. You know, I can recall when he said it in the lecture during Easter Sunday back in 1994, crucifixion of Jesus. And when he told what their plan were, how they would get him in jail like they did Nelson Mandela and try to discombobulate the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, et cetera, et cetera. But they have been doing that, what you have just read, Brother Maurice, when Minister, I wouldn't say he came up in the scene, but through the media since 1984, through the House of Senate and delegations. So, therefore, as it says in the scriptures, no weapons formed against the righteous shall prosper. I rest my mic on that. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Callers that are online, if you would like to participate, just push the one button and I can turn your mic on so that you can contribute to the program. Okay, and we are starting to get questions coming in from the audience. Before we get to those questions, let's go to another clip real quick, and I believe this is either Borelli or Larry Elders. Real quick, here we go.
Either one.
What's up, y'all? Farrakhan, Farrakhan, Farrakhan. All of you so-called African-American leaders, especially Farrakhan. Let me explain something to y'all. There's no such thing as an Indian in this land. When you talk about peace treaties with the Indians and how this government didn't honor any of the peace treaties with the Indians, it's because Indians live in India. There's no such thing as an Indian. All of you leaders that's out here talking about things that are irrelevant and not telling the truth, Farrakhan, this is Moorish America. Do some research. This is something that Farrakhan, all the scholars know. They're not telling y'all this. Why? Because they want to keep that money coming in. It's about the money, the paper, the money, the cream. Keep you thinking in the European way, Indo-European way. Let me explain something to y'all. The Constitution of the United States of America was written by Moors. Okay? It was written by us. The Constitution belongs to us, not Indo-Europeans. Okay? This is national law. This is national law that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the stuff that the Indo-Europeans came over here, call themselves colonizing, which is invasion, and made up black African-American, Negro, they made up these names. Indo-Europeans made up these names when they came over here and invaded our land. This is Moorish America, okay? There were presidents before George Washington, okay? Do some research, because Farrakhan is lying to you. They lying to you, man. Farrakhan is spitting in your face. OG Roe telling you this from Chicago. I'm letting you know. All your leaders, all your congressmen, all of them are lying to you. They know the truth. But they not going to tell you the truth because of the money. The money, man, the money. Because if you ever find out who you really are, there's no more money. No more money. When you take back who you are, when you find out what the truth is, it's all about the money. Money controls. Money. Farrakhan is rich. He right along with them with that old African American, old black, old Indian. They can't even call them Indians no more. They got to call them Native Americans. Okay? The peace treaties that were set up for Indians that live in India. That's why they don't honor none of the peace treaties, because you let them people tell you who you are. And actually, this is Moorish America, and every one of our congressmen, every one of our church leaders, from the deacon on up to the pastor, they all know. Every professor in every college knows. This is Moorish America. The Constitution was written by us for us. Indo-Europeans are invaders. Farrakhan, Farrakhan, stop the lies. Lead your people in the right direction. Farrakhan.
Okay, that was Kevin Ali. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button, but that was Kevin Ali, who was, of course, talking about the minister and saying that the minister lies. What is your response to that one?
I'll say something right now, Brother Maurice, about this man. You know, listen to this man. My question is, what are you standing on? And that song by James Brown, your words are not cutting, but you talking loud, saying nothing. You know, that's a prime example of these Negroes who be on YouTube and want to speak against the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and want to put him in the bag of getting rich of our people, poor black people. First of all, who gets rich of us as a people is the lottery man, the dope man, the liquor store, etc. That's who gets rich of our people. Minister Farrakhan haven't got rich of us as a people. You know, that type of talk that he was doing, he sound very foolish. You know, just trying to make himself known and recognize, yeah, I'm going to speak against Farrakhan. I'm going to do what boss tell me. Really. But you just talking loud, Mr. Ali, and saying nothing. And I rest my mic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, brother. the whole time I was sitting here listening to the brother, I had a smile on my face because nothing he said makes sense. He threw some information out there and just kept saying Farrakhan, Farrakhan, but where's your proof? Where is your connection? What you said had no connection to the minister whatsoever. So why were you throwing his name up? Why are you wasting your time, or people like you wasting your time, going after the minister in the nation? Why are you, what are you doing in the street? What does your resume look like?
That's right.
How many lives have you saved? The scripture says you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. As you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears, you can tell a man by his works. The minister's works bear witness of what he is and what he does. And just his dedication alone, I mean, if it was possible that he was 100% correct, he was incorrect. He was 100% incorrect for 62 years. What is your longevity? How long have you been doing what you're doing? And right. If it wasn't for social media, nobody would even know who you were.
That's right.
So what are you talking about? What does that we know that Columbus, it's in our teachings that he was a half original man. That he thought he was Indian, named them Indians. Well, we understand who they are. We know they are the original inhabitants and where they came from and how they were exported here. So what are you talking about? He was just babbling and saying the minister's name 1,000 times for what? But I just want to give a quote real quick from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that he said and he was talking to his black family. He said, quote, "I wish that my black brothers and sisters would help Brother Farrakhan to get out of prison. I'm not in a prison of steel bars. I'm in a prison of public opinion, manipulated by the media and their hatred of the truth. That is in my mouth. That will set our people free. Help me to get out of prison. Stop looking at the Nation of Islam as though we are some enemy to black people."
Right.
See, unquote. So these people, I don't even waste my time with them. I don't even when they come up with the things that they say and the things that they're doing, you know, some of the things that we have to realize is that the agents and the hypocrites are at work.
Right.
And some of these people that's coming out with this false information and Farrakhan this and getting on social media, some of them are just paid agents and informers trying to rally up the people.
Right.
If you would look on their page, and they may have 5,000 views. Out of those 5,000 views, 4,750 of them are believers who go, when they hear that he's talking about them, go on the page in order to get at him. So they don't have any weight whatsoever. These are fleas. We're fighting the war against Satan, not dumb devils. So they're minute. And we have to get off of this emotional roller coaster and wasting our time and our energy. Because when things hit the fan, nobody's going to even remember these people's names. Nobody's going to even know that they were even mentioned. Yes, we defend Farrakhan. But in defending Farrakhan means we have to not defend him personally because he's safe. In defending Farrakhan, we are defending ourselves. This is our trial. This is not his trial.
That's right.
This is the trial for those who say they are followers and believers of the Honorable Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
So these little people coming up are little tests that the enemy is putting out there, sifting us, trying to see which way we go. See how emotional, what makes us emotional. Remember when the ministers told the story about Malcolm.
And he told how the media would listen to Malcolm's speeches, and they would have their psychologists listen to his speeches, and they would find his weakness, and then they would continue hit at that weakness when they found that weak point. Well, they're doing the same thing with each and every one of us. They're putting each and every one of us in categories. Okay, this is the method we have to use for this group. This is the method we got to use for this group. This is the method we got to use for this group. And we're giving it to them willingly. So we have to really not, you know, don't use all our energy and our power with these unnamed people that have no track record. They have no followers. They have no truth. They're dealing with assumptions, and because of whatever reason, they have hatred for the minister in the nation. A lot of them used to be followers, so-called followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
You know, so we have to really pick and choose our battlefields when we're dealing with these people. Don't send all the troops to the same battle all at one time. Just take a couple of brothers and sisters to handle these people and not give them all this notoriety and, you know, giving them all this attention, which is what they're craving.
Yes, sir. All right. We're going to take a question from our listening audience today. Let's see. We're going to go to Robert. Robert says, y'all don't hurt anybody except black people, starting with Malcolm X, then other black Muslims. Minister Farrakhan threatened Milton Coleman's life. He said young Pharaoh will drown in the river. Why don't y'all fight white people instead of going after black people?
Oh, brother.
Brother, my brother, you have, first of all, you got to get actual facts.
That's right.
Because what you think that you just said were not true. The minister never threatened that brother's life.
That's
he
right.
spoke from scripture for people like him. And matter of fact, the minister had a meeting with this brother after the fact.
That's right.
And settled his differences with this brother. So
right.
they came to an accord and an agreement about what the minister said and how he said it. No, we attack Satan, whatever skin he's under.
Right.
The synagogue of Satan is not just white people. The synagogue of Satan is black people, they're Jewish people, they're Chinese people, they're all matter of people. We're attacking
right.
a mindset, brother. We're
That's
not attacking
right.
an individual because of his skin color. We're attacking the mm-hmm. the falsehood. We're hurling truth at falsehood till we knock out its brains.
Come on.
We don't harm our people. You've never heard anything about Muslims, us as Muslims in the nation that's all going out hurting people. We're
that's
never
right.
the aggressor. We only fight with those who fight with us, those who attack
yeah.
us. If you attack us, yeah, we will fight you to the death. But we don't go out
right.
looking to harm our people. We're trying to save our people.
That's
we go
right.
into these streets and the highways and byways, FOI, every night in the roughest parts of the city in America, talking to our brothers, talking to our sisters, giving them life, giving them direction, coming at them and dealing with them with love. Love conquers all. So, brother, mm-hmm. when you come on and speak, my brother, get actual facts first. Do your
right.
studying first. Then come on and have something where you can defend what it is that you speak about. Don't let the media, what I just read from right before you came on, sway your mind and your attention because you just reading the Daily News or you just reading the Chicago Tribune and that's what you're getting your information of because you're watching the news every day. But mm-hmm. one thing that I could say, even dealing with Donald Trump, He's a liar in everything that he says. But one thing he told the truth about, he told the truth about fake news.
Right.
That's right.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, we're going to go to another question. Keith asks, have you noticed the police has not attacked the Nation of Islam? Why do you think that is?
Let me respond. You know, you have those in the police department know our track record, but we have been attacked by the police in the past.
That's right.
In the 1930s, in 1935 at the Chicago Police Headquarters, when one of the police officers disrespected our sisters in the courtroom, a big fight broke out. After the outcome of the fight, three police officers died in that fight, and one police captain had a big heart attack right on the spot.
Mm.
And it was nobody of a member of the Nation of Islam had a weapon in their hand. And what I learned from the pioneers in that documentary of the Nation of Islam, they were shooting this way, that way, and the main ones who were shooting were police officers. That wasn't the FOI that was shooting, nor the MGT. And we had plenty of attacks by the police department. 1962, in Los Angeles, Ronald T. X. Stokes, murdered by the police officers from Los Angeles. Now, brother Ansar Muhammad, who was paralyzed by the police's bullet during that attack. But how law works, the police chief of that time, William Parker, who orchestrated the attack, died 4 years later on national television back in 1966 of a liver rupture. And even in 1972, when Mars number 7 was attacked by the police. But who stood in the middle of all the commotion? Minister Farrakhan, to calm our people down. And they said, Lost found people were beating the hell out the police, setting fires on their bulletproof vests and whatnot. So the police know our track record, but we are aware what the police will do against us. I rest my mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to just say a couple of words on that, brother. Brother yes. mentioned 1972 and when the police raided the mosque in 72. And what the fear that the police had were the people. The people surrounded the mosque. The
That's
people,
right.
the police inside, which were high echelon police officers, were afraid to come outside.
Right.
And the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan had to walk them out of the mosque and calm the crowd down. Because they
That's
said
right.
if Farrakhan, if a hair on his head was missing, that it would be a lot of bodies laying around. They would kill everything in sight.
That's right.
See, the minister has the minds and the hearts of the people. So
right.
does the Nation of Islam. The police have to be very strategic when they make a move. You know, you could say the same thing with the minister. Why haven't they come after him yet and just taken him and snatched him up? Because it will be revolt in the streets. America will be torn apart
That's
for the
right.
love of the people.
That's
so
right.
the people are our protection. But I'll say this to you as well. We know that the enemy is going to come after the minister. They're going to take the minister. And they figure once they take him, then they'll come after the Nation of Islam as a body. So they're coming. We know they're coming.
That's right.
But they just have to, you know, come at the right time. They're planning and they're making a move. But as brother said previously, they plan and Allah plans and Allah is the best of planners. So he takes their scheme and he places his scheme over their scheme and makes it his scheme. So the Nation of Islam
not just the people. Just like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the minister, there'll be two of us backing you up.
That's right.
They're not just talking about, when they say backing him up, they're not just talking about the minister. There's two of them backing up the Nation of Islam. And no one makes any moves without Allah's knowledge, without his permission. So until he permits it, they can't make any moves whatsoever.
That's right. That's right. Praise be to Allah. All right, we got a question from Larry. Larry says, why do you come for us Jews? We have done nothing to you. We have been your greatest friends. We have been great friends to black people. We have started the NAACP for your benefit. But y'all turned on us. Why? We gave y'all jobs. We gave y'all jobs and always helped black people. And we have taught y'all in public school. We Jews love y'all. As another suffering people, but y'all turned your back on your greatest friends. Y'all turned your back on your greatest friends, the Jews. And for what? A religion of Islam that made you slaves. Shame on you. You get what you deserve. Wow.
That's I like that one. With all due respect to the gentleman, is that when the minister speaks about the Jews, he's speaking about those Jews who are say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. He says in his speeches, there are many good Jews who are striving to live the law that Moses set down for the Jewish people. He's not talking about those Jews. He's talking about those who say they are Jews but are not Jews. Also, the Jews could never be our best friend. Our best friend is Almighty God Allah. That's our best friend. Also, our best friend is the Holy Quran teaches us that the believer is the friend of a believer.
That's right.
As far as what you gave us jobs, but did you set us free?
No.
You gave us jobs, but we continue to work for you. You reap the benefits of our labor still today. You were still involved. Your people were involved with the transatlantic slave trade.
Go ahead.
You people in our books, two books that we have, you are the ones that are spoken of in these books. The secret relationship between blacks and Jews, the blue pill and the red pill. And it tells from your scholars how you enslaved us. It tells from your scholars and theologians how you helped to put us in chains, how you reap the benefits of the plantation, how you own slaves yourself. So you may not be the actual ones who enslaved us, but you are the ones who benefited from us being in slavery from your fathers.
That's right.
And you still have not set us free. You still suck the blood of our people. So you're not our friend in that manner. The only way that you can be our friend is if you were to help us to be free. If you would give us some of this land that we could call our own, that you own most of, so that we could start a nation of our own, then you will be a friend. But God gives the land to whom he pleases. He takes it from whom he pleases and gives it to whom he pleases. And the black people here in America, are the real children of Israel, not you.
That's right.
You stole our birthright. You the one who are wolves in sheep's clothing, betraying that you are the chosen of God. You are not the chosen of God. And that's why the state of Israel is in the condition that it is in right now. About to start a war that will end all wars, the war of Armageddon. That's and the
right.
minister said bloodshed will be shed and it will be so high, but that blood will wash and cleanse the land for the real children of Israel to acquire.
That's
you
right.
Look, look what your people are doing to the Palestinian people right now.
Go ahead.
You had the president, so-called the president of the United States move the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What do you
all
think
right.
that's all about?
Come on,
so
man.
You're no friend of our brother. That's not what a friend does. A friend wants for his brother and his sister that which he wants for himself. Do you truly want for us what you want for your people?
Mm.
Then set us free. Give us some of this land that we could call our own.
Wow.
Help us for 20 to 25 years so that we can build for ourselves and have for ourselves. Then you will be our friend. But as of this moment, you're not a friend of ours, and we're
right.
not a friend of yours.
That's right. Praise be to Allah.
Brother Maurice.
Yes, sir.
I want to add something to that question also.
Go ahead.
When he said that point about the one who was head of NAAC, Arthur Spin Guy.
Yes, sir, brother.
Exposed who run the NAACP. Even though that was black leadership, but who had the NAACP in control?
Mm-hmm.
That was the Jews. They didn't like that Malcolm X exposed that. And then, too, when they said, why do we turn to Islam? We turn to our original selves, which is Islam, which is our nature.
That's right, brother.
You gave us the Michelangelo Jesus of yesterday that you call your Jesus. But that's
right.
not our Jesus. Our Jesus is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Christ, the Exalted Christ, pardon me, and the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're not waiting on a mystery nor a spook God. We with a living God.
Come
that will tear this damn country up and will put
That's
your
right.
wrath on your backside.
That's
As-salam
right.
alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Right. We have a caller and looks like Larry has replied, so but we also have a caller that wants to say something. Caller 1249, your mic is live. Welcome to the discussion.
Peace. Thank you. This is what I like to stress, right? Now, white America, you see you've been betrayed, but yet and still, you still wouldn't join the black man and feel his hurt, recognize this enemy for who it is. You know, for who it is, join this black man, bow down to him. Everything you got, white man, Mr. White man, you take care of the poor black people. And I guarantee you, all your problems will disappear. The United Nations will disappear. Now, brother man, I got a question for you. After World War II, who did Germany surrender to?
Can you say that again, sir?
Say that again. Say that again, because I couldn't hear you.
After World War II, who did Germany surrender to?
Germany surrendered to the Allied powers.
The United
right.
Nations, right? United Nations.
Yeah, you can
right?
you can say that, but more of the. You can say that, but it's more America, Britain, you know, stuff like that.
Look it up and you will see. I already know. They surrendered to the United Nations, right? And now, what do you think that means? Already laid title to the water and a whole lot of other stuff, but I just mentioned water for water. You know, who can live without it? But guess who, you know, laid claim to this? So I'm just stressing the United Nations, right? Now they're talking Y'all from Chicago too, right?
I'm from Chicago, sir.
Okay. Don't the United Nations folks that welcome themselves to the city?
Sir, I'm not aware of that, of the United Nations tied into Chicago City, Chicago.
All I
know after World War II submitted to the Allies.
Exactly.
Other than that, I don't know anything about what you just said, sir.
Okay. So I think what I'm really trying to say there is that the United Nations threatened everything. World War II, Vietnam, Korea, all of them was United Nations conflict. So what I'm saying, if and when the United Nations go into Chicago, they're going to round up all the hot names in the city. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, sir. I'm telling you. That's crazy. That's like I'm stressing. I just found out how they've been laying these assault rifles and these bullets in the path of these babies, right? And you know, we looking at this. I'm from Virginia, right? And see, I don't hear other black people calling them babies all kinds of savages, all the bad names. But now, what you would say now that stuff will put in the past of them, you know? They not evil kids like that, you know? But see what I'm saying? That's very dangerous. And right now, we don't know who doing it. We haven't caught nobody putting that down. This been going on, what, for 5-6 years. And we haven't caught nobody. What the hell is going on? All these black professionals, man, you know, we brain tight. Why is this going on? Why can't we build a task force, right, and put this stuff under surveillance, get listening devices? Hey, man, let's get down with this stuff, right? They killing our babies. Don't nothing else matter with me. Chicago is at war right now. Who putting them stuff down in the path of them babies, right? Now they want to come in the city of Chicago. I thought white America was the problem with their son. They can't end on us. See what I'm saying, bro, man? Yeah. See, I've been on one of them facilities. And I asked the dude, I said, where they going to send that this project finished? He said, we're going there to check. We were sweeping up behind the big lails, you know? We were working on assignment. It was 5 Amazons, man. Dude said it took 5 months. No, it took 9 months to be a five. I'm in Virginia. 95 south of Richmond is where the facility is at. And when you walk to the back, you see 2 big hello pads. Hey, man, they're going to be snatching some asses up, but I don't know who it is. But find it out, been looking at history, it always been us, been, you know, been the victim, you know. But see, they
well, excuse me, brother.
But look, let me say this quick. But see, we falling for the trap. See, they got us thinking they want the guns from the white man, but here they get ready to attack Chicago. Hey, man, stop listening to these white people, man. We're in the past of these people, but I'm a year now. Yes, I'm a year now.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I'm going to say this right here.
Yes.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said it so many times that our black youth are under attack.
Yes.
And how the police has suited themselves with armor to shoot our black youth down. Now, you know what Clinton said about the black people are super predators? Now you look what Trump.
All we got to do is look at the past.
Look
you
what
know,
Trump had been struggling with.
Like
Rahm Emanuel, sir.
But we so content. Oh no, the white people ain't gonna do that. Look at
our people are just blind, deaf, and dumb. They don't know. They are not aware of what is going on. Our people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge.
Every living ass know what's going on. But that's all right. That's all right. But some going to grab their ass by the nose and going to make them fight. Your ass going to fight this one. Yes. And look, let me tell
yes.
you, let me tell you real short what happened to me. I was in Lux for 2010. Listen, real short.
You better end this.
I was in Lux for. I went past the guard shack and went up into, walked across the courtyard, went up in the Winter Palace. I didn't know niggas wasn't allowed. And I had a jelly bill and I had my head wrapped. Yes, I went up in. So I'm saying, how in the hell did I get up in there? And when the white dude, the white Egyptian dude, saw me, right, I was in that locker room, just walking around till I saw him. Two things he said. How did I get in here and who let me in here? Yeah, the guard jack I walked past, they got the guard mofo, 5-6 of them in there with the assault rifles with the butcher knives at the end. I walked past that, went off the courtyard. But I said that to say this here. Them young brothers, hey, look, they got some DNA. And the radar can't detect it. I'm 55, and I experienced it. I was 90. But them babies, hey, I fight they motherfucker ass. Don't back down from
them. All right, he on the radio. You can't
some,
say that.
You got
bro.
Some in, Jack. You got some in, though, babe. Yeah, you fight them. Yeah, because they coming. They coming. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All
thank
right.
you, brother.
Thank you, dear brother. Thank you. Okay, we also got caller 3307. Your mic is live. Welcome to the Defenders of Farrakhan. You have a question or comment?
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak family.
Ramadan.
Brother Daniel, this is Brother Albert Muhammad. I want to thank you, family, so much for extending the opportunity to tune in to this session that you guys are having it, and I think it's such a beautiful session, and I'm not going to go long at all because I have to get into, but I just want to say, brother, you know, I support you guys 100% on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. We have, in our understanding from the Letter from McMahon family, when we originated the program in general, it was to address the needs and the plight of the black community. However, anytime the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is attacked in any way, we will fight fire with fire. And that is basically what I can say at this point. But I support the Defenders of Farrakhan 1,000%. I have always been on the side of the Defenders of Farrakhan. You may not see me, but I'm always there. So again, Brother Daniel, thank you, family, for allowing me the opportunity to tune in. And you and I talk, and we'll continue to talk, and we'll continue to work. I was just listening, and I just want to make one point in regards to the individual that they played. Whoever the individual is that was lambasting the minister and the way he was talking, we understand that's immature talk. However, we're still obligated to defend the minister like they defend the messenger. See, because there was a time when you couldn't utter the messenger name without being dealt with in some shape, form, or fashion. So with that being said, family, thank you so much. I will work hard to tune in more and listen more. Silence is golden. It's a pleasure and it's an honor, family. Y'all keep on working, man, and I'm right there. Thank you so much, family.
You're welcome, sir.
Praise be to Allah. All right. We're going to Larry has sent in a response, a rebuttal to his question that y'all answered. He says, there you go with the lies. We have never put blacks in slavery. And if we had, it would have only been, or we had never owned blacks during slavery. And if we had, it would only been 2% or 3% at the most. You are not God's people. We are. You come from Ham, and you are cursed black because you have no honor. I was trying to be nice with you. You are cursed black because you have no honor. You are a whorish people. That is why you are in this condition, because God cursed you, and you will die cursed.
Okay, we thank you, Mr. Larry, for your,
yes,
your beautiful, beautiful words. But what I would like for you to do, sir, would you mind giving us some contact information where we could mail you some material? I would like to mail you a book called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, which everything in that book is from your scholars, your historians, their quotes, from their studies, everything from cover to cover in that book. And we would like to send you that book and have you read it. And as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, that if you will denounce them, everything that I've said to you or we said to you on this program, we will take it all back. So if you would like, sir, please send us. It don't have to be your home, because, you know, you may be afraid that something's going to happen, but we're not that type of people. But
that's right.
A post office box or something, and we will mail you a copy. I will pay for it myself, so that you could go into the book, and after you read it and you study it, then you come back on the program and let us know about what you read.
Right.
Second of all, that quote that you gave, a word that you gave talking about we are the children of Ham cursed, that's in the Talmud. That's in the book that you wrote, the books that you follow. You're not following Moses by that book and Moses' law from that book.
Right.
During the time of slavery, sir, your people were a part of the transatlantic slave trade. Your people stole our identity. Go back to your scriptures and read your scriptures. And it talks about the real children of Israel. It talks about, matter of fact, Anwar Sadat and Begin in Egypt, were in Egypt. Go research it. And the question was asked about you being in bondage for 400 years, and he said, Begin said, my people were never in bondage for any length of time. So it was not talking about you. It's that you have to go into your so-called scriptures and find out the truth before you open your mouth. You are not the real children of Israel. You stole our birthright. And
that's
in
right.
the end, we're going to see who God chastises. God takes the kingdom from whom he pleases, and he gives it to whom he pleases. Right now, Israel is going to be taken from you. It's
Come
going
on.
To be taken from your people because you don't belong there. You stole it from the Palestinians.
Right.
Like every other place that you put your people, put their land, they put that. You're not a original people anywhere on this planet.
That's right.
We are the original people. We are the children of God. So come with actual facts, sir. Do your research, sir. And get this book and let me know what you think about it.
Ooh, Brother Maurice.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask something also. Mr. Barry, I want to say this also. We're not the
Curse of Ham, where are the original people? The Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. So therefore, we are not of no inferiority or no superiority. We are the first. We're not promoting black supremacy. We just promoting truth. So teaches the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and his star witness, the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, Waalaikumsalam. Okay, and I'm going to just say a little bit since we're running out of time. I just want to say to Larry, first of all, you are not the chosen people. Okay, get this real clear. We are not a whorish people. We were never cursed black. We're black because we are first. Black is not a color. It is the essence from which all color comes. Now, you all have taken this land that you now call Israel, but that is not the land that God gave you. If you're supposed to be waiting for a land that God gave you, unless you're saying America and Britain, they are your gods, because that's how you got that land. Y'all began it by terrorizing and blowing up hotels that house British people in there. And so the British said, okay, we're going to get out of here. And so Britain and America allowed you to take some land, and then you took more land. And being very truthfully, you know, there's no way in the world that little piece of country over there should be in existence today, surrounded by so many Muslim countries. But that shows to the fact of how far the Muslim countries have deviated, that they're so weak that they can't even help out the Palestinian people. And if those so-called Jews are over there are really, quote-unquote, the people of God, why would you be starving out the Palestinians, measuring out how much food they get going by a calorie count? That's not somebody that's showing the promise or the protection of being God's people. That's showing what the Bible has called you, the satanic Jews. And so when Minister Farrakhan says they're satanic Jews, yes, he's talking about you because you are wicked. You are satanic. And that is who you are, and we will not run from you. We will never run from you. But if you come this way, we're going to give you all the hell can take, plus some, because your time is up. And so that's going to be my little 2 cents for the day. Oh boy. These people.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, brothers, we are at our end. Y'all want to give closing words?
Yes. I want to thank you, brother, for inviting me to say a few words this evening. And I thank Almighty God, Allah, that He's exposing these people.
That's right.
That He's letting us see these people for who they are. And during this holy month of Ramadan, which is we're in the 10 days of mercy, we ask Allah for His mercy on our suffering people.
Yes.
We pray to Allah that the day will soon come when He wipes the planet clean of all these people who are against truth and living a righteous life.
That's right.
I thank you, brother, so much, and I really appreciate and I love you all.
Love you too.
Thank you, brother.
Inviting
me.
And I pray for us. I pray for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I pray for all the believers in the Nation of Islam. I pray for all our brothers and sisters in the streets, because time is getting short.
That's right.
And I pray that day will, we all would run to Allah and seek His refuge and His protection in this hour.
That's right.
Because we're about to reach the pinnacle of this world's life.
and now it's nowhere to go but down. So I thank you once again, my brothers. May Allah continue to bless you and your families and continue your program, because it's something that's of value. And anything that we can do to help our nation and help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our prayers, our sacrifice, our life, and our death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Brother Daniel?
Yes, sir. I would like to say I thank Allah. You came in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm thankful to be part of this group, Defenders of Farrakhan. Well, we're not also defending Farrakhan. We're defending our nation.
That's right.
We are defending those who comes with truth mixed with falsehood to come against the Nation of Islam, and we'll throw truth at falsehood and knocks out its brains. So therefore, those who have a misunderstanding of Minister Farrakhan, his teacher, his the eternal leader, teacher, and guide, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, will come with the truth. But don't bring to us to go along to get along, or don't bring to us truth mixed with falsehood. We'll knock both of those out with truth.
That's right.
So therefore, I thank Allah. This Ramadan has been so peaceful for me, but not also been so peaceful, but gave me more desire to defend our nation. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Daniel. And I'd just like to say, you know, I thank everybody for tuning in. I thank our listeners that listened in and sent questions in. Even you, Larry, I thank you for your questions that you sent in, because what you did, you gave us the ability to answer you right away, so that those that are listening can understand that we're not afraid. We're not afraid. There's nothing. Our brother said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a truth. He gave us an invincible truth, which can never failed, can never fail. So I don't care whether you are Jew, you white, you black, whatever you are. When you come against this truth, we will have to crush it. We have to crush it, because what you have is lies. And this is the 7,000 year that we're in. So this is the time of the death of our enemy. And so if you have the mindset of the enemy, then that means you too, regardless of your color. If your mind is like the mind of the white man, then you're on death row. Because you think like the white man, and you act like the white man, and you die like the white man. So it is important that you check the way that you think, because the way that you think leads to the way that you act. So we come to defend our minister, our messenger, and our God, because we love them and we love our people. And it's so important that you get truth, because if you reject the truth that our minister is giving you, then I'm here to tell you, you are rejecting life, therefore you are accepting death. That is what you're accepting. And we want you to avoid that and come and accept your own and be yourself.
That's
so again, I thank you, everybody. Praise be to Allah. And this is it. Catch us next Sunday, same time, same place. As-salamu alaykum, family. Love you.
Wa alaykum as-salam.